This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Richard Benedetto, former longtime White House correspondent for USA Today, but he's also a veteran journalist of New York politics. And that's where in the coming weeks, assuming the Senate confirms Hillary Clinton as the next Secretary of State, Governor David Patterson will have to appoint a new senator to fill out the next 2 years of that term. Richard joins me now to talk about the choice in front of Governor Patterson. And Richard, it's always good to have you with us.
Good to be with you, Greg.
Well, you're up in Buffalo as we speak, and of course, the confirmation process hasn't begun for Senator Clinton, so Governor Patterson has some time to weigh his options. We hear today that Caroline Kennedy, the daughter of the late president and someone who is very active in the Obama campaign, is now officially interested in the seat. Does that mean that Patterson has to seriously consider her, or is it just something that'll put a lot of public pressure on him?
Well, he certainly has to seriously consider her. If she's interested in the seat, the Kennedy family is a very powerful family in the Democratic Party, and I'm sure the Kennedy family has been a supporter of Governor Patterson. The wild card in here is Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton is the one who holds the seat. She obviously will have some say in who gets her seat since she earned it, and whether or not she would want it to be filled by a Kennedy who did not support her during the primary for the presidency is another question.
Has Hillary Clinton had anything to say to this point about who she might like to see as a replacement?
No, she hasn't. She hasn't said anything publicly. She's been very quiet publicly about it. I'm sure that there are some of the discussions going on behind the scenes, though.
And of course, there had been some brief rumors that Bill Clinton might be in line for that, but those seem to have evaporated pretty quickly.
Yes, I don't think that's really in the cards.
In terms of what the governor should be looking for, obviously it's his discretion, and assuming he's not soliciting bribes like the governor of Illinois for the Obama Senate seat, then whoever his choice is will have that job for at least 2 years when they'll have to run for it in 2010. But generally speaking, is it simply the person that the governor likes best? Is it the person that they generally believe is most qualified? How does it generally go?
Well, you know, looking at New York, the last time that the seat was opened was back in 1968 when Robert Kennedy was assassinated, and then Governor Rockefeller, had the appointment to make. He was a Republican. Kennedy had been a Democrat. Rockefeller was looking to get rid of a political rival, so he offered the seat to then-Mayor John Lindsay, who was a Republican at the time. Mayor Lindsay turned it down. Rockefeller saw Lindsay as a potential rival to him, and so therefore he figured I'd get rid of him by sending him to Washington as senator, but that didn't pan out.
Richard, when you look at the Caroline Kennedy resume, obviously she comes from a storied political family. She's been active in politics, but she's never held office, which I guess isn't necessarily a prerequisite. But will it look strange to some that those who have spent decades in public service are going to be trumped by someone who hasn't held public office?
Well, it depends on whether she's looking at the seat to be a caretaker until the next election or whether she really is serious about being a career U.S. senator. It's not unusual for example, if a senator to die in office and the widow take his seat, even though the widow may not have any particular qualifications for the job, only until the next election when they either would step down for a traditional politician to run. So that since it's a two-year seat, it's only 2 years, if she wants it as a caretaker, it's one thing. If she's really interested in it as a career politician, well, then her qualifications will be that much more scrutinized.
Richard, in our last 60 seconds here, obviously the situations between New York and Illinois are extremely different, but what, if anything, from the Illinois story might sober David Patterson as he tries to make this decision?
Well, he's certainly got to be very careful that he looks like he's not making any particular political payoffs. But at the same time, that's where the Kennedy thing comes in as a convenient out for him, because by giving it to Caroline Kennedy, nobody would assume that there was being some kind of a quid pro quo there. But again, we have to come back to the Hillary Clinton wild card: is that does she want Caroline Kennedy to take her seat? After all, she was elected to it. She earned it. She should have a significant say in what happens.
Are there any other names, David, that you're hearing even thrown about?
Well, you hear the names of the same kinds of people that, you know, the congressman from upstate New York, Higgins, is a name that they want to talk when they talk about an upstater. They talk about the mayor of Albany. They talk about people in New York. The only big name has been Caroline Kennedy so far.
And final question real quickly, if in fact it is Caroline Kennedy, do you think the bulk of New Yorkers will be just fine with that?
I would think so, yes.
Richard, it's always great to have you with us. Thanks for your time.
Good to be with you, Greg.
Richard Benedetto is a former longtime White House correspondent for USA Today. He now teaches politics and journalism at American University here in Washington. His book is Politicians Are People Too. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. Remember to check us out online 24 hours a day, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.